Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai na kia ko Guli Clark tēnei mo te wahanga o te kuaka mārangaranga. E hoama i tēnei wahanga o te rā, kei konei taku kai kōrero, anō ko hou mai kei konei, kei konei me hau mo tēnei ata. Anō kia koutou e whakarongo mai na tana ingoa ko Fran Hokianga. Tēnei tamāhine ko hangaroa noe noho noho mai ni te hau kāinga, kamutu e haere nei roti te kraipitore, e mahi nei wāna nei mahi roti te hāhi mihinare. Kia koutou kei wahona e noho noho mai ana, whakarongo mai kia māua e kōrero ana i ngā mahi katoa i pāmai iaia, i tōna whakatupunga, ki tōna nei whānau, anō ki iaiana i iaia mauana i tēnei āhuatanga i roti te hāhi mihinare. Nā kia koutou katoa, hakarongo mai kia ia i roti te reo Pākehā. Nāno reira, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai na. Tēnā anō koe, Fran.
Tēnā koe, Whaia.
Ai, ka mutu. I tēnei wā, Fran, I'll have to say welcome to coming in and talking to us this morning. It's been wonderful having you here with a smiley face. And of course, you know, it's great that you can come in here and feel free every time to, you're welcome to come and join us anytime.
Oh, kia ora, Auntie.
Yeah, kia ora mai. Now, Fran, we're going to go back. Since in the inception of you in getting invested on the weekend coming up, I would like you to have a profile of what you've done and where you're from, and so the people of Muri Whenua can listen and they can think about what's happened and how you're going as of today.
Kia ora, Auntie. Just to begin with, I give glory to God in the highest. In February the 22nd, Bishop Kittel, my pihopa, made an announcement to the Komiti Tumuaki of my appointment of a tirikuna o Muri Whenua. What followed after his announcement was cheers and clapping from clergy and laity throughout the Amurangi. And then on Monday the 24th, I announced the good news to the ministry team and our kuia at the Paringaringa Ahipara Pēria Pastorate Central Vestry, and I have received their support and blessings. So bless the Lord. The service is called the Collation Service, and it will be held this Sunday, the 8th of March, at St. Joseph's Church in Awanui. Holding the Collation Service in Awanui Church has for me some very special and precious memories. In 1912, my grandfather, the Reverend Hone Karaka, was ordained a deacon there. Then in 1914, he was ordained to the priesthood. And then on the 1st of January, 1919, he was married to my grandmother, Tari Smith no Kareponia. And their officiating minister was the Reverend Teopira Pairata. The witnesses there, their witnesses were Mark Rivers and my great-grandmother, Ani Karaka. She's the sister to the Reverends Herewini and Teopira Nōpira Pairata. So yes, Awanui Church certainly holds a very special place to God's call to ministry. Now, my father, the late Archdeacon Bert Karaka, was designated to the Archdeaconry of Hauraki, Tāmaki, Puaha Pastorate under the late Bishop Whakahuihui Virko in Te Manawa o Te Whike. So this is definitely God's call, God's appointment, and God's anointing. So I praise God for Bishop Te Kitohi, for his blessing upon not just me, but all of muri whenua.
Aye.
And, you know, the role of an archdeacon is, of course, appointed by a bishop.
Mm.
And they are designated to an archdeaconry to lead in mission.
Mm.
And so what does that look like? What is mission? Well, te hahi mihingare have 5 marks of mission. And that is to proclaim the good news of the kingdom, to teach, baptize and nurture new believers, to respond to human needs by loving service, to seek to transform unjust structures of society, to challenge violence of every kind, and to pursue peace and reconciliation. And the last one, to strive to safeguard the integrity of creation and sustain and renew the life of the earth. So that's a mighty big mission.
Yes, yes. Obviously, from what your commands are there, it's great to hear it. And for you, the listeners that are listening to us, you know, that is, then it, in itself is great to hear Fran speak about what's happening, and of course in the Anglican church. Now, Fran, for one question I'm going to ask you. Now, I do hear you've come off a loving family that's been in the Christian faith with your genealogy there. And of course, what I'm going to ask you, in what time or what year did you think that you were going to enter into the ministry?
I had no time. This is certainly a call of God's.
Mm.
So it was all in His perfect timing.
Oh, very good.
For me, it was be obedient and say yes.
Yes, yes. Oh, good on you, friend. Now, the other thing, you and your husband has been around Muri Whenua now, and you've been preaching the gospel and everything else. You've married a man from?
Manutuke,
yes.
Tairawhiti.
Mm-hmm. And of course, it's wonderful to hear the both of you when you're in prayer and in services around the motu, around Muri Whenua. And I must admit, I quite like it when you've had services and you've done singing with a guitar, and it's really, really lovely. It's a new way maybe to some people.
Mm.
And, of course, it's thrilling to hear the lovely voices that are sung. And I can master that and say, between you and your husband, you do a wonderful job of doing this with services as well as singing. And, of course, the congregation that's behind you at all the services has been wonderful. Now, a friend, you have a family that's in the Christian faith.
Yes.
And so is your own children, isn't that right?
Yes. I have brothers who and sisters who are canons, priests and deacons in Te Hahi Mihingare. And then there's a next generation of kaikrakia and a liturgical assistant, which means that they lead services in their church. So, yes, we've been blessed. God has blessed us.
Mm. Oh, well, it's been wonderful for you to pop in here and have a talk. And to all the listeners that are listening to me, Fran Hokianga comes from?
Te Patu.
Now, there you are. It's answered all your questions. And in closing, Fran, your ambition after your investiture on the weekend coming up, that means the role you use is what? Do you sort of tell the ministers where they can preach or where the services are? Is that what part of your job is?
My direction comes from Bishop Kittle.
Oh, yes.
In leading with mission that I just stated, the 5 marks of mission, I am to uphold, to pray with, to pray for and to awhi our ministers and their families throughout Muri Whenua.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes. Wonderful, Fran. Okay, in closing, have you got anything else to say to our people in Muri Whenua before you sign off?
Well, firstly, tēnā koutou te whānau. I'd just like to finish with a scripture from John chapter 15 and verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
Oh, lovely. Kia ora mai anō kia koe, Fran, for popping in and seeing us and being with us this morning. And part of it is, it's wonderful to see you. I'm one of those members that do go to services and listen to you and your tāne. And of course, it's nice that someone different has come in here this morning and be part of our whānau for this week. Nā no reira, kia ora kia koe, Fran. And good tidings in your mahi. We all got work. You have that and I have my own. But then again, there's the scriptures behind you that if you follow that and with your belief in Christian faith, tēnā no koutou. Nā no reira, kia ora mai no kia koe, Fran. Me koutou kei wahona, ngā iwi kato e whakarongo maina e pena iaha o koutou hāhi. Nā no reira, kia ora mai no kia tātou mo tēnei wahanga, ko haere mai nei tēnei tamahine ki roto nei, ki te kōrero ki wōna nei kaupapa. Nā no reira, kia ora mai no kia koutou, a koe ware ware, a te rātapu, kia haere mai ki te ware karakia i Awanui, ki reire te ata, ai.
9 a.m.
9 o'clock i te ata, ne? Koe ware ware, ko tērā te haora, a ka mahingia tēnei mahi ki runga i a Fran Hokianga. Nā no reira, kia ora mai no kia koutou. Hakarongo anō, kia haurunga i te kuaka mārangaranga, ko Girlie Clark tēnei.